It's time for a Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Wesleyan Christian head football coach G.B. Miles. Mustangs falling in a tough one in the first round of the Oklahoma Christian Schools Athletic Association playoffs this past Friday, losing at Emmanuel Lutheran 30-26. They had lost to that very team 42-38 7 days prior. Coach Miles, you played those guys back-to-back weeks, certainly right there with them talent-wise, and the way you guys were playing at the end of the season, you had improved and gotten to the point where you nearly won that first round playoff game, just couldn't quite get over the hump against Emmanuel Lutheran either in the final week of the season or during the first week of the playoffs on Friday.
Yes, sir. Like, our young men really were working hard for them to get to the playoffs and to accomplish something there, and they proved their resiliency. There's a lot of difficult situations. Like I said, they had four or five seniors. They had the biggest running back we had seen all year, 260 pounds. And the first game, they kind of caught a false guard, off guard. And even the second game, we started out at halftime. It was a deficit 24-6. And the kids just kind of felt overwhelmed. And I told them, you know, this is the end of their season. And our seniors, great leadership by Nathan Buzan and Amos Hopkins. And then, you know, junior Devon Foley and Braden Cook as a sophomore stepped up. And we scored 20 straight points. And we got up 26-24. And then it came down to the last play of the game that Braden Cook made an interception and ran the ball back 38 yards to get us inside the 20 with less than a minute left, and we just couldn't finish the game. But the boys played amazing.
Your first season now completely wrapped up at Wesleyan Christian, and certainly seems like after you had that week one victory that there were a lot of positives down the stretch, and I know that you faced a really tough schedule after that week one win and kind of midway through and early on of the Oklahoma Christian Schools schedule, but toward the tail end of the season, certainly scores started getting closer, and it looked like you guys were certainly improving enough so that you nearly knocked off Emmanuel Lutheran.
Yes, sir. Like I said, when you look at our schedule, I mean, we only play two teams and maybe three if Emmanuel Lutheran loses at the state championship. We only play two teams with a losing record. And so when you're a young team and you've got seven kids who are 14 and 15 years old, it's more than half our roster, and you're playing teams with winning records and lots of junior seniors, you're going to have a learning curve. And we experienced that this year. But I love the character of our kids. I mean, we have player-led devotions every single day before practice. We pride ourselves in finding, you know, good, clean, authentic Christian music to get hyped to every single game. And just the little things that, you know, are great. We had no D's or F's on our report cards at the end of the first quarter. Everybody had A's, B's, and C's. So when you look at the unspoken things of how you build a program, I couldn't be happier. Now, once again, we've got to commit ourselves to the weight room and doing those things off season to get better as football players, which, as young as we are. But the things off the field, I couldn't be happier, and it's been a great season for us.
Wesleyan Christian head football coach G.B. Miles, Mustangs wrap up the year with that first-round loss to Emmanuel Lutheran in the Oklahoma Christian Schools playoffs this past Friday. Coach Miles, appreciate the time both this week and throughout the season, and looking forward to speaking with you again early next year.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, sir.